Okay, take two. Yes, baby, this is the second time I'm trying to record this because I just had me, what do you call this? I was rolling over my words the previous one, but at least I didn't get that far, babies. Now, let me tell y'all, today's episode is recorded the day after Valentine's Day, and it is 5 days after my birthday. What did I want to say? Y'all know that the episodes get published on Tuesdays. They normally get published on Tuesdays. So I'm only going to publish this tomorrow. But I felt like I had to speak on this topic before I leave it and then lose the emotion of what I want to speak about, babies. But before we get into this topic, let's start up this episode like we start up every episode. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me on your earphones, you might even be in your car, have me on the stereo, or be in a grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for choosing to tune in with Tea Time with Effie. Without further ado, let's get straight into this episode. Babies, when I tell you, like I said, I'm recording this the day after Valentine's Day. And this episode is entitled, Stop with the Love. Just stop with the love. That's today's episode title. Yesterday, I was, you know what, I didn't want to go onto my social media. I didn't want to go onto Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or any other form of social media that I got on my phone or that I'm registered to, because what I saw left, right, and center was love. So much love. Y'all probably thinking, Effie, what the hell's going on? You love love, right? Yeah, I love love. I love love. Ooh, babies, y'all don't even understand. I love love. But when you're single, and it's Valentine's Day, and everybody's celebrating the love that they have for their partners, never mind the love that you have for your family and your friends. That relationship love. But you're single on Valentine's Day. That's the last thing that you want to see. That's the last thing that I wanted to see yesterday. And I thought, you know what? I want to start off this episode with just a few lines from one of my favorite songs by the Supremes. In the name of love, before you break my heart, won't you stop? Won't you stop with the love? In the name of love, just stop. Just stop, babies. Without further ado, let's dive straight into chapter one of this episode. Now, you know what? Because obviously I'm still single. And yesterday, going through Valentine's Day, obviously I didn't get no teddy bear. And nobody sent me no flowers. And nobody sent me a cup with Happy Valentine's Day on it. My mama did, though, send a Valentine's message. She did send a Valentine's message in our family group. But with regards to receiving a gift from a man, you know, a bitch didn't get none of that. None of that. Like I said, not a teddy bear, not a cup, not a bunch of flowers, not even a kissy face. You know, them kissy face emojis. I didn't get none of that shit. And then I go on to social media, and all I see is, oh, we've been together for such a long time. Oh, I love you so much. I am so grateful to have you in my life, baby. I don't know what I would do or where I would be without you. No! Stop! In the name of love, just stop with the love. Just stop. And like I said earlier on, y'all probably thinking, Effie, is you being butter? Yeah, bet your ass I'm being butter. Because I wanted my teddy bear. I wanted a cup. I wanted a bunch of flowers. I wanted anything. Shit. I wanted to feel the love that everybody else was celebrating yesterday. And you know what? Something that me and my friends always speak about is we say, you know what? You shouldn't actually just wait for Valentine's Day to express the love that you have for somebody. You should do it every single day. You know what I'm saying? It should be consistent. Every day your partner should wake up, whether he's male or female, or whichever gender they, they say that they are pansexual, hetero, homo, etc., etc., etc. You shouldn't just wait for Valentine's Day or even an anniversary to make your partner know or understand that they are appreciated and all of those types of things. But like I said, I was single. I was single and I still am. And I'm mad as hell. I am mad as hell. And you know what? As I'm sitting in my room yesterday, scrolling through Facebook, seeing all of these, you know, different lovey-dovey posts and shit. And it just made me think of all the beautiful memories that I had from past relationships with regards to Valentine's Day. I mean, I got a Facebook memory of where I had gone with Jason and Chad. I had gone with them to a restaurant a few years back where I performed. It was on Valentine's Day. I was one of the performers, if not the only performer. Not 100% sure. I got that beautiful memory yesterday. And then when I woke up and I opened my eyes, the first thing I saw was my teddy bear. Now my teddy's name is Lucy. If I'm not mistaken, his name is Lucy. But it's a Valentine's teddy. Yeah, he's a little bear. And he got the heart in front of him on his lap saying, I love you. Oh, he's so cute. But I wasn't happy to wake up and he be the first thing that I see. Because obviously, it made me immediately remember that ex who had bought it for me. I know him all too well and y'all know him all too well. He was my great love. Or at least, maybe he wasn't my great love because we're not together. But compared to everybody else, I loved him the most. And to wake up and see this teddy bear right next to me, I was like, shit, you gotta, somehow, you gonna wake up and you gonna have this man on your mind. Now, not to say that I was thinking about him all day, babies, no. Mm-mm. I have moved on. He has moved on. But this teddy bear made me mad as hell. He made me mad as hell. I actually went on to Facebook the afternoon and one of my friends, Ashwin, was doing a Facebook Live message and he asked me, Effie, would you like to join the live? So I was like, okay, fine. You know, I grabbed my wig, put on my crop top and everything and we was talking about love and shit. And then I showed him this teddy bear too. And he said to me, what? You still got that teddy bear? That teddy bear got to be burned. You got to throw it away. I said, but why? I really like this teddy. He said, that's a constant reminder. That's a constant reminder of the love that you lost. The love I lost was a sweet love. It was a sweet love. It was a sweet love. Unfortunately, we're not together. Or maybe fortunately. I don't know. I feel like I'm just rambling today. But y'all, this is just a fun-hearted episode. I am talking about the fact that I was bitter. I was a bitter bitch for being single on Valentine's Day. Like I said, reminders of that ex. And not only him. I mean, I even thought back of Lassie with my past relationship. I can't remember exactly what we did. I think we went for sushi or something. And look at me making myself all hungry. Shit. All of a sudden, thinking about what I had done last year, Valentine's Day. And you know what I did yesterday for Valentine's Day, babies? I was laying on my bed. I had my laptop on, and I spent some time with Jane Villanueva. How do you say the surname? Is it? Yeah, Jane Villanueva, Jane the Virgin. I spent time with her yesterday because I didn't have nobody else to spend time to. I was bitter as hell. And not only did I think of, you know, the ex that gave me the teddy bear, I also thought of obviously the one who took me for the sushi last year. And I thought of all the one that I don't think I ever spoke about on this podcast before. You know, we are spilling tea today. Today we're just spilling tea because we are bitter. Or at least I am. It reminded me, I actually had a flashback while I was speaking to Ashwin yesterday. And I had this flashback of one of my exes, and I'm not going to say his name, y'all know, for ethical reasons. But it just reminded me of when I was waiting for this dude to come to my house. He came to my house. I had made him a beautiful supper, you know, fried chicken, rice. I think I made mixed veg and maybe sweet corn and fried potatoes. I think that's what I'm beautiful Valentine's lunch. Now, babies, this is somebody that I had dated how many years ago, Lord? Let me think. A decade ago. Y'all probably sitting over there thinking, shit, Effie, how old is you then? Don't worry. A bitch don't never reveal her age, babies. Just believe, trust and believe that it was a decade ago. When I made this ex this beautiful supper. And at that time, I was still living with my mama. Now, it wasn't like a late supper. It was in the evening time. And you know what? Let's go straight into chapter 2 of this episode. February month is always like a catch-22 for me. Now, some of y'all might be thinking, Effie, what in the world is a catch-22? This is why I say February is a catch-22. Remember at the start of the episode, I said that when my birthday was... Now, while I'm recording it, it was 4 days ago. 4 days ago was my birthday. Ooh, the amount of love that I received on social media. People calling me, texting me, writing on my wall. It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I even spoke to one of my drag sisters, Livy, and I said to her, Livy, you know what? Sometimes we tend to forget that there's so many people out there that loves you. You know what I'm saying? So many people out there that cares for you. And not only did I get the calls and the texts and the messages on my timeline on Facebook, we had done also had a birthday party for me on Big O Live that I told y'all about that I'm a broadcast on. Had a beautiful birthday party. Babies, when I tell y'all, we had a DJ. I got into full drag. I dressed up exactly like my profile picture. I told them, babies, today y'all gonna see me as my profile picture because y'all don't see me looking all spazzy like that many oftentimes. You know what I'm saying, babies? Shit. We had us a good old time. Now, coming to the catch-22 parties, how can you receive so much love on your birthday? 4 days later, it's Valentine's Day. And ain't nobody sending you a teddy bear, a bunch of flowers, or a cup. Ain't nobody did that to me. Shit. I felt I was in my feelings yesterday. I will not say that I was depressed. I was just like that song said, stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Babies, no. Valentine's is not for the faint-hearted. And Valentine's is not for the people who are single, especially me. Because, like I said, I love love. Love is beautiful. Love is kind. Love makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. You know, when you got that partner that you can just, you know, call at any time, or he or she comes to visit you, or you go and visit them, and y'all just, like, you know, give each other those beautiful warm hugs, or, you know, just cuddling, spooning, Netflix and chilling shit. I missed all of that yesterday. I really missed it yesterday. Y'all have no idea. And then I'd gone on to Instagram yesterday afternoon. Went on to Instagram, and the first post that I saw was a post by Michelle Williams. And y'all know I love me some Michelle. And her post said, "This is how I feel about Valentine's Day." And then it was a video of her also saying, "Stop! Just stop! Oh, Lord, just stop!" When I saw that video, I burst out laughing, and it inspired me to do the TikTok video that I posted on TikTok and Facebook and WhatsApp and even Instagram yesterday, of me lip syncing to "Stop in the Name of Love" by the Supremes. And I had fun. I had fun doing that "Stop in the Name of Love," you know, 15-second video, and I made it very funny. And even on Facebook, I said, this is my response to all the Valentine's posts. And I think I tagged a few people into it. And also, the reason why let's come back to that. But like I said, catch 22 this month has been for me. Receiving so much love on your birthday, which you appreciate, and you know you love them people back, to a few days later, and you're not even getting a teddy bear, or, you know, just a little call with somebody saying, "Hey, Effie, I was thinking about you. Would you be my Valentine? That's all I wanted yesterday." I don't know. Am I being petty? I don't know if I'm being petty about it, but just, I longed for that. I longed for it. I love love. I wanted to cater to my man. You know, like Destiny's Child say, to keep your man, you got to cater to your man. But I didn't have no man to cater to. Shit. The only person I was catering to was Jane Villanueva, the virgin. What the hell going on? That's why I decided, stop with the love will be today's episodes, baby. And I'm not saying, I'll say it again, I'll reiterate, I'm not saying that I do not love love. I love love. I love all types of love. Family, friends, relationship, marriage, engagement, wedding love, all of that shit. But when you're single, Valentine's Day be a scam. Valentine's Day be a scam. Klima, klima, Valentine's. Y'all probably wondering what klima is. It means like stop. It means stop. And yeah. So I just thought, you know what, Effie? It's been a long time since you had a topic where you just talk from your heart and just be crazy and just have yourself a good old time. You know what? Let's go straight into chapter 3. And y'all probably thinking, Effie, what's going on? Why are you all up in this Supremes business? I've actually been listening to the Supremes since before Christmas last year, because on my YouTube, on my feed, you know, my news feed started to come up, you know, videos on Florence Ballard, and she is the character that Effie White is loosely based off of, and I'm of Effie Escandalo, my drag performer, is based off of Effie White, which is obviously then also based off of Flo Ballard. And last week, unfortunately, the great legend, Miss Mary Wilson of the Supremes, had passed away. I was very sad. And you know what? I was just the day before I got the news that she had passed away, I was listening to one of the Supreme songs. It was one of the number one hits, but I haven't learned it until last year. How does the song go? My world is empty without you, babe. My world is empty without you, babe. That song I was listening to the day before I found out that Miss Wilson had passed away. And I commented on one of the posts on YouTube. And I said, wow. To think I was just listening to the song yesterday. And then somebody commented on there and said, you know what, Effie? At least Mary is reunited with Florence Ballard in heaven, and they probably singing a beautiful symphony. Hashtag I hear a symphony, which is one of the Supremes' other number one singles. And you know what's so funny? You know what's so funny? I've been talking about how I love love, how I hate Valentine's when I'm single and all of that stuff. But then on the one side, I'm also thinking to myself, like, you know the song of the Supremes, baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I was listening to that song yesterday, and it reminded me of the ex that I told y'all about who had bought me the Valentine's teddy. That is technically what he had sung to me when I had decided to call off the relationship a few years back. Not immediately when, you know, while we was having that conversation. He had come to my job. He had come to my job one day. I got out of the elevator and he was standing there with a bunch of flowers and some chocolates, I think. Yeah, I know he had the flowers. I'm not 100% sure if he had the chocolates too. But anywho, he asked me if he could speak to me, and he was begging me. Baby, 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 don't leave me. That's exactly what he was saying to me, and he was crying. And you know what? Yesterday, Valentine's Day just made me think on him a lot because of the fact that I'm the type of person that when I'm in a relationship, babies, I'm very patient. Yeah, very patient. I'm probably toxically patient because, you know, I give you a first chance, I give you a second chance, I give you a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chance. And when the eighth chance come around where you have done me wrong, or, you know, the feeling is not there anymore, and I made the decision that I'm going to leave your ass, and you come to me and you say, baby, don't leave me, I'm sorry. After I have been trying to work on this relationship, because best believe I'm not the type of person that's just going to leave. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to hint. I'm going to try and make things better. But if you show me that you're not interested, then you got to go. Then you got to go. Shit. So, yeah, that was today's episode, babies, entitled Stop with the Love. Stop with the Love. That is today's episode. I hope y'all had as much fun as I did having recording this episode and just talking about how bitter I was yesterday on Valentine's Day. Shit. And I'd like to say thank y'all to everybody who continues to tune in to Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're still streaming of the episodes of season one or whether you're on track with season two, it don't matter to me. You know, all the support that y'all give through to Effie, she really appreciates it. I appreciate y'all so much. And if I had flowers to send to everybody, I would do it. But unfortunately, I don't know a lot of y'all addresses. So I'll send you virtual flowers and virtual kisses and virtual hugs. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me with your earphones, maybe you might even be in your car, have me on the stereo, or you might even be in a grocery or a liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. You'll be blessed.